You want to tell me Rebbe does not hold from the Chiyuv Koros by the daytime, that's not Mustavra. So Mustafa Lomalar, why not? Again, Mishkachas, like it's fine, the Yochalumtza, that he ate in the daytime, and he swallowed a bone, Bechonsk, and he choked himself, and he died right away. In Amiros, the Yochalumtza, the Shkia Tacham, he ate right before Shkia. So you have a Shoyas Lechapulay. He ate right before Shkia, and right after Shkia, it's too late already. So there's not enough time for Yom Kippur to be Mechapur. The kids, it's possible to say that according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechapur, even on the Chiyuv Koros of Yom Kippur itself. But still, there are times that you will receive Koros for the Aveira of Yom Kippur. So for this, we don't have a clear proof.
Right. So therefore, the Mukhor Chabai is Teretz. If you don't have a proof to say that Rebbe should hold that the Koros of Yom Kippur itself, it's not Mechapur without Tshuva. But the Maisa could be. It could be Taka the Chilik. We're only saying, though, that the proof is not a good proof. So that's for the Maisa, but Bayez Teretz is a good Teretz, now we have a Safik. But it could be an Echnami, according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechapur and all Aveiras, even though you do not do tshuva, but only on the various of Yom Kippur itself, there you need tshuva. So if it could be, it's no stir in the Torah's Kanim, that one go, they both go according to Rebbe, and one is talking about the chet that you did on Yom Kippur itself, there it's not mechapa without tshuva, and the one that says mechapa no chatoim, that goes on shara of various. Alright, we'll stop here. In the Gimel Amud Beis, the top of the Gemara, it says, two dots. Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koyim Meshuach. Our Mishnah says that all these three people have the same kapora on Yom Kippur. So Mori asks the question, Hagufa Kasha, there's a steer itself in the Mishnah. Ketoni, first the Mishnah says, Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koyim Meshuach, that they all have the same kapora. Meaning by the Sawyer Hamishtaleach, the second Sawyer that goes outside over the cliff, everybody has their forgiveness in Yom Kippur from this Sawyer Hamishtaleach. For Hoda Tony, then the Mishnah says, Ma ben Yisrael l'Kahanim. What's the difference between Yisrael and Kahanim or l'Koyim Meshuach? That Mashma, they have different kaporas. That the Yisrael have their kapora from one korban, and the Kahanim have their kapora from another korban. So it's a steer in the Mishnah. Where do the Kahanim receive their kapora on Yom Kippur? So my answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hochi Komer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Echad Yisrael, v'yechad Kahanim, v'yechad Koin Meshuach, mischaprim v'soy ha-mishtaleach, v'shar Averus. That means by shar Averus, not to do with the Averu of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshu, not to do with the fact if you were Tomei and you went into the base of Mikdash, by your other Averus, everybody has the kapara from the Sawyer HaMashtalech. Any chet that a Jew did, whether he did it b'mezid or b'shoigeg, we come out as long as he does tshuva on Yom Kippur, he has a forgiveness. Why? Because of the Sawyer HaMashtalech. That's mechapa both on Yisrael, on Kahanim, and even on the Kohen Gadol. On what? On Shar Averus. V'yein chilek b'neim. And on Shara Averus, there's no difference between the three of them. But, Uma ben Yisrael l'Kahanim l'Koyim Meshuach, where is there a difference on Yom Kippur between the Yisrael and the Kahanim and the Koyim Gadol? Where is there a difference? Ela, the difference is like this. Shahapar mechaper al Kahanim al Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh. That the special power the Koyim Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, his own power, so not only is it mechaper on the Kohen Gadol himself, but all his brothers, all the Kahanim, they all receive a kapara from this korban, from the power of the Kohen Gadol. If so, Umani, who does our Mishnah go like? Umani, Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya will learn like this. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is like this. By the Aveira of Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, if somebody was Tomei and he went into the Beis HaMikdash throughout the year, so then there's a difference on Yom Kippur. If you're a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, you receive the Kapara from the special power the Kohen Gadol brings for himself. If you're a regular Yisrael, then you receive the Kapara from the Sawyer Hanaseh Befnim, on the Shnei Sirim they brought, that they made a girl. One is Lashem, one is Lazozil. So the Sawyer that's Lashem, that's Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav for Yisrael. And the second one, the Sor HaMishtaleach, the one that sent over the clip, that's Mechapa for everybody. Whether you're a Yisrael, a Kohen, a Kohen Gadol, you have your Kapara on Shar Averis from the Sor HaMishtaleach. That's what our Mishnah holds, and that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya was not like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es Mikdash HaKodesh. That means, Zeh Lefnai Lefnim. That if somebody did a chet, that he went inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai Lefnim, when he was Tomei, so this korban is mechaper. Es oyo moid, if you went into the oyo moid, zehechol, not the kodesh hakadoshim, when you went into the regular kodesh. Rashi says, the avoidus par v'sor Hashem ha-kipurim ksiv. This pasuk is talking about either the soil Hashem, or else the par the Kohen Gadol brings, which is mechaper for tumas mikdash hakadoshim. So whether you became tomei in the kodesh hakadoshim, or whether you became tomei in the oyo moid, that's the hechol. Or else in the pasuk says Mizbeach Kimashmo, that you are Tomei and you went to do the Avoida by the Mizbeach Yechaper. Then the pasuk says a second time, you know, it says Yechaper, it's the first time Eilu Azorus. These are anywhere in the Beis Hamikdash. When you come into the Ezra's Noshim, you become Tomei there, so you have a Chet Tumas Mikdash. These Kabonas are Mechaper. Then it says Kahanim Kimashmo, that they receive their Kapora from the Par Kohen Gadol. Imakal, it says with the regular Kahal congregation, Elu Yisrael goes on the Yisrael. They receive their kapara from the Soyer Lashem. Then it says Yechaper, second time it says the word Yechaper in the Pasik, which with Darshan means Elu HaLevim. It goes even on the Levim. What does that mean to say? That Hushvu Kulam Lechaporachas. They all have one similar type of a kapara. What does that mean to say? Well, the second Yechaper, Rashi says, is like extra. It's coming to teach us that in one point, they're all alike. What does that mean? Shemischaprim b'soyu ha-mishtaleach b'shar averus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That by shar averus, not the aveira of tumas mikdash hakodeshim, any other aveira you have, Yom Kippur is mechapa, why? With the korban soyu ha-mishtaleach. Who is the mechapa for? For everybody. Kol Yisrael. For Yisrael, for a Kohen, for a Kohen Gadol, for Levi, everybody receives their kapara equally with the Sor HaMishtaleach. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is our Stam Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon says, he also says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, no, that Kishem Shedam, Soyer HaNase Befnin, just like the Soyer Lashem, that's brought inside, Mechapara Yisrael. It's only Mechapara Yisrael. On what? Al Tumas Mikdash Shekudoshov. If he went into the Beis Hamikdash throughout the year when he was Tamei, so kach the same way dam hapar, when the Kohen Gadol brings his special power on Yom Kippur, it's also mechaper al kahanim, not only for himself but for all his brothers, all the kahanim. On what? Al tumas mikdash kedoshim. This everybody agrees to. This even Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that for the chet of tumas mikdash kedoshim, the kahanim received the kapara from the power the Kohen Gadol brings. Now, Reb Shimon goes further, though. Hukishem shevidui shel sor hamashtaleach mechapara Yisrael v'shar averos, just like the rest of the Yisraelim. They received their kapara on shar averos, other averos. Where? From the sor hamashtaleach, you should know, kach vidui shel par, the same way when the Kohen Gadol says vidui, when he brings his special par on Yom Kippur, Mechaper ala kahanim b'shar averus, that the kahanim received their kapara even for shar averus from the same power of the Kohen Gadol. So according to Rabbi Shimon, all the kahanim received their kapara equally from the power of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol and all the other kahanim received the kapara not only from the chet of tumas mikdash kedoshov, but even the chet of shar averus. Any avera Kohen did, he received his kapara from the power of Kohen Gadol. What does the Lazozel do? Lazozel is only a kapara for Shara Veris of Yisrael, but not for Kahanim. Now the Gemara says, Ulu Reb Shimon, I hovadai hushvu. A question we said before, an extra word Yechaper, that on Yom Kippur, everybody has a similar type of a kapara. And according to Reb Shimon, it's not true. The Kahanim and the Yisraelim never have the same kapara. So where is it hushvu? So Gemara says, my hushvu, what does it mean? It's similar? It just means the Bnei Kapora Ninu, that everybody receives the Kapora on Yom Kippur. Niyu, but you should know, Kol Chaz Echad Mechaper B'Denavshei. Each one has his own Kapora. Or Yisrael, for Tumas Mikdash is the soil Hashem. For Shara Veris is the Lazozil. And for Kahanim, they receive all their kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Here's the way of Shimon Darshan's. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? The Pasuk says, V'lokach eshnei hasirim. You're supposed to take for Yom Kippur the two sirizim, two young goats, and you bring the goyrel, and you choose which one is Lashem and which one is Lazozil. But it says, V'lokach eshnei, take both of them. So he dashins that Iskush soya mishtaleach lisora nasa b'fnim. There's a hekeshir that they both have the same type of a kapora. What does that mean? Ma soya nasa b'fnim. Just like the soya that's Lashem, that's brought inside. Eina mechaper. Ala kahanim al tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. It does not have anything to do with the kahanim. True, the soya Lashem is mechaper al tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. But for who? The chsiv beit says by it, asher lo'om. Which is for the nation, for the congregation, meaning the Yisraelim. So that's pshita, that the chatas Lashem, the soil Lashem, is only mechaper Hashelom for the chet of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim by the Yisraelim, not for the Kahanim. So that's the loch of the Surah Nasa Befnim. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Af soil HaMashtaleach, his hekesh, the same way the second soil that goes outside, Lazozel HaMashtaleach, it's not mechaper ala kahanim. It has nothing to do with the kahanim b'sharaverus. Only to Yisraelim. Just like the sor hanasa b'fnim is only mechaper for Yisrael on tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. The same way the sor hanasa b'chutz lazozil is also only mechaper for Yisrael, not for a kohen. That's from Shimon's pshat. For the more of Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with this? For Rabbi Yehuda, he'll have to tell us that l'hocha yiskush. Do you know why there's a hekesh? What do we learn out? The two serim. That the pasuk says, V'lokach eshnei hasirim. What does the two have to do one with the other? It just means to teach us, She'yushovim b'mara. Both serim, both goats, have to look alike. B'ubekoyma. They have to have the same height. Uvedonim. They have to have the same value. It's not so easy. But you have to find two goats that look alike, the same height, and they have the same value. That's what the pasuk means. But once you bring the two, and you have the goyrel, and one's Lashem and one's Lazozel, they have different kaparas. The Lashem is only for Yisrael, but the Lazozel is for everybody. That's what Yehuda's drush before Yechaper, that everybody has the same kapara by the story of Lazozel. Yehuda, that's what's coming for. Now the Gemara says, Seth the Machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now, man tano, Lord the Tana Rabbonin. Who is the Tana of this brisa? We have a brisa that says, V'shochat es soyer hachates ha-shelom. That is the soyer Lashem, the first the soyer of the Shnei Gerolot that goes Lashem, it's a chates. It says, Lohom, she'enakanim eschaprim boy, that the soyer that's brought in the Pnim is only for Yisrael and not for Kahanim. Kahanim have no kaporo. Uva ma eschaprim, where do the Kahanim receive their kapara for the Chatoim of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshov? Or the Hatmin Riz, any kapara. Where does the Kohen receive any kapara? Uvama Meschaprin, the power shel Aaron. Only by the power of the Kohen Gadol brings his special power, that's Mechapa for Kahanim. But the Soyel Hashem, that's only for Yisrael, not for Kahanim. Now, Yochel, I would think, Lo Yischapa, the power shel Aaron. Maybe the Kahanim do not even receive a kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. Why? Sharei Kvanemer, it says by the Kohen Gadol, Asher Loi, that this power, this korban is for him. It's his own korban. So maybe only him, and not even for the other brothers, the other Kahanim. Mayat, if so, ain lem kapara. But this is the Kashan now. It says now, if so, Kahanim and the Havimina means will have no kapara at all on Yom Kippur. So this is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least by Shar Averis, they receive a kapara from the soil Lazozel. And here it's Mashmo, if Kahanim do not receive a kapara with the power Shal Kohen Gadol, they have no kapara at all. So it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that the Kahanim do not fit in with the power Kohen Gadol, because it says Asheloi, so if so, the Kahanim will have no kapara at all. Meyatir so, ain't lem kapara. So it said, no, Keshuam, when the Pasuk says, Yechapra ala Kahanim, the first Pasuk, we had said that Kahanim do receive a kapara. If so, Mutsinu lem kapara, we find they have a kapara. But now the question is, Bamahe mischaprim, where do they receive their kapara? We have a svar on the Chatis Lashem, it's not for them, it says Hashalom. It belongs to Yisrael, not to Kahanim. And the parka, and God says Hashaloi, mashm only for him, and not for the other brothers. If so, where do we put the Kahanim? So the answer is, Mutav, it's better. So Yischapu, the Parah Shel Aaron, we should put his kapara with the par Shokoin Godel, Shereihutam Meklali Yitzabesoi. Because there is a heter, we find a new heter, not only Loi, but even Beisai, even his own wife. So even though the Pasuk says, Asher Loi, to him, it's Lav Davka to him, his Beisai is also included. So once his Beisai, his house, his wife, we could also include already the other brothers. And the Yal Yitzchapu B'sar Nasa B'fnim, but we should not put him into the Chatas Lashem, into the Soyer Lashem, why? Shloihotu Miklalo Yitzchapu Beisai. There's no such heter for any kind at all. For the loch of the Chatas Lashem, the Soil Hashem, there it says Hashem. It's only a kapara for Yisrael and not for Kohen, not even for the wife of the Kohen Godel. But since we don't find any heter at all for Kahanim, so Kahanim do not belong to the Chatas Lashem, but rather to Svara, we should put the regular Kohen into the kapara of the par Kohen Godel. Even though it says Hashem Loi, Mashm, it's his kapara alone. But now we find the heter, his beisai is also included. So once his beisai, the brothers also. If your heart is still bothering you, that's not a good answer. I will tell you, the Pasuk says, Beis Aroin, Baruch Hu Hashem. Beis Alevi, Baruch Hu Hashem. Yiri Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. So Rashi explains, Beis Aroin, meaning all the Kahanim. That all the Kahanim are called Beis Aroin. They are called Baruch Hu Hashem. So when the Pasuk says here, by the power of Kohen Gadol, it says that the kapara will be bad beisoi. So you know who beisoi means? Not only his wife, but all the other brothers are also included in beisoi. That's the pasuk of beis aron. Means all the kahanim are called beis aron. So therefore, when the pasuk says by the power of Kohen Gadol that v'chipa ba'adoi uvad beisoi, pshita beisoi means the shar kahanim. So that's what this brisa says. So that the Shar Kahanim have their kapara from the Par Kohen Gadol. So now the question is, Man Tana, who's the Tana of this brisa? So I'm Rabbi Yimya, the like Rabbi Yehuda. This Tana here is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda, because if he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Rabbi Yehuda holds Kahanim Yeshlam Kapara Visor Hamishtaleach. That Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that by Shara Averis, everybody is Shava. Everybody receives their kapara on Shara Averis from the Sori HaMashtaleach, whether you're a Kohen, a Kohen Gadol, or Yisrael. Here the Braisa says that if the Kahanim do not fit with the Par Kohen Gadol, they have no kapara at all. And that's not true. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim divide up that for the Chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshav, there they need the Par Shor Kohen Gadol. Because of the Chatas Lashem, that's Mechapran Yisrael. For Tumas Mikdosh, it says Asher Lohom. So the Chatas Lashem, true, is only for Yisrael, or Tumas Mikdosh. The Kahanim need the Pasha Kohen Gadol. But on Shara Averis, we have Yudos, everybody is Shava. Everybody receives the Kapora from the Sori HaMashtaleach. And here the Braisa is Mashmo, that a Kohen would have no Kapora at all if he doesn't belong with the Sori, with the power of the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, this bride is not like Rav Yehuda or Mani who's go like Ravam Rabbi Shimoni. Before we have a stam brisa like Rabbi Shimon, the Yom that he says Kahanim ain't lam kapor b'soy meshaleach. That's from Shimon now Mishnah that he holds the Kahanim have nothing to do with the Shnei Sirim. He has Hushvul Shnei Sirim, just like the one Lashem is only for Yisrael. Huadin Lazozel is also only for Yisrael. The Kahanim receive all the kapara only from the par Shor Kohen Gadol. So Mel, this price goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Abayu Amino. A filu time Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to tell me the price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hokikom, this is what the price means to say. Meyata, if you're telling me this, Ein lem kapara v'tumas mitzvah shekudeishuv. The Brayis only meant to say, where will the Kohanim receive their kapara on the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov? That's what's bothering us. In other words, the Shara of Eris, we know they have the kapara from Lazozil, but on Shemizel Mishtaleach, but on the chet of Tumas Mikdosh, or Yisrael has its kapara from the Soyer Lashem. But there it says, Feli Asher Lo'om, only for the Yisrael and not for the Kohanim. So that was the Brayis' question. Where do we put the Kohanim to receive the kapara from Tumas Mitzvah Shekadoshov? From the Par Kohen Gadol, it says Asher Lo'i, Mash Matim to the Kohen Gadol and not to the other brothers. That's what it meant. When it says Yichaper al Kohanim Mitzvah Sheyesh Tam Kapara, we find Kohanim do receive the kapara b'Shar Averus. If so, Ukemoshe Mitzvah Sheyesh Tam Kapara b'Shar Averus, Kach Yesh.